It's ladies' night.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
Yes, we are.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody. This is Uncensored Radio, and like I just said, it is ladies' night. The ladies have taken over. We have kicked Jeffrey to the curb. We've got him locked in the closet. Well, he actually came out of the closet years ago, but that's a whole nother episode. So we have Katrina Johnson on the line. How are you, kitty cat?
Hello, meow, everybody. I am good.
Good. And joining us tonight is the very own moderator of Chick Chat. Miss Daisy is here. How are you, Daisy?
I'm fabulous, girly. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. So how was everybody's day? Is it a boring Thursday or is it an exciting adventure?
Well, I know. Adventure.
Good. No, I'll give it Daisy go first.
It was an adventure for me, I can tell you that much. But
yeah.
Katrina Johnson will be very, very happy to know that I will be visiting her a lot more in the near future. I took a part-time gig, and I'm kind of excited about it. And I won't go into too much detail, but it will involve a lot of schmoozing, and I will be in Vegas hopefully a lot more. And I'll be able to see my kitty cat a lot more. I know.
Well, you're definitely one of the best schmoozers I know. So I think you will be perfect for this new position. And seeing kitty cat will only make kitty cat and your life better because you two are like yin and yang, you know?
That's right.
We can't keep the yin away from the yang. It just ain't right.
No. Don't do it.
Exactly. So what about you, Kitty Cat? I know your days. Boy, every time I talk to Katrina, she's got an adventure that only happens in the world of Katrina.
Yeah, I mean, today I was excited because, you know, I've been under the weather, and then I got kidnapped to go to a cabin in the snow, and I was isolated from the world, and I didn't get my gossip in. And I was falling behind, so I'm excited because today I caught back up on all my gossip. Now, that means that I watched, like, 4 episodes of The Real Housewives. I got Atlanta in. I got Beverly Hills in. I got the Shot of Sunset.
Good girl.
All that catch-up work. And I got some gossip. We got to talk about that a little bit later. And I also caught up with my favorite gossip, which is Mama.
Ooh.
I hadn't talked to Mama in a minute, and I was wondering, like, if I was in the doghouse or what, because I hadn't heard from Mama. And so we had to catch up, and I had to tell him, you know, all of my dirt and everything crazy that's been going on. So
Good girl. Well, it's like, who's Mama? I don't even know what that is.
Jeffrey.
Who's that? Oh, Jeffrey. You and Jeffrey. Oh, Mama.
No,
that's right.
Mama.
That's right.
Oh, Mama. Mama.
Yeah, he is Mama for sure. I don't know why I forgot that. Oh, he called me today, and he was just, wah. So we had to stuff him in the closet because he was bitching way too much about those damn babies that he takes care of. And we just decided tonight was going to be a ladies' night show. And I think you brought up a good thing, Katrina. You talked about gossip. I've been getting caught up on the gossip, too, and all of the, you know, reality shows. And I think since it's just us girls, you know, we need to dish about all that and we need to catch up. But you did bring up something really good, the housewives. There's so much drama on them damn shows.
Oh, my gosh.
So much money, and they can't just, like, do something positive. They have to fight with each other. And I mean, the Beverly Hills housewives is getting nasty.
They get nasty because they can't have a dinner party without hair pulling, claws getting ripped off, and lawsuits. Let's like normal spat. No, they got to get the lawyers involved, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is, you know, when you get the lawyers involved, they'll talk about the lawsuit, but a lot of times they won't say exactly why they're suing. And my favorite one of the call, like La Grande Diva, Adrian Malouf, is the queen of the lawsuit.
The richest bitch in town.
and I mean, I love it because, you know, I respect her because she's a businesswoman. She's always working hard and looking good. She's a mom. Like, she does it all. She's classy. I like that.
Right.
But I do think she's a little bit shady because she always is so quick to grab the lawyers and start a lawsuit. Now, she says on the show again and again, like last season and the season before, she always says her motto, friends don't sue friends. But that's a lie because she's suing all the other housewives.
Right. You know what I found? Like, when I first started watching the show, she was, like, the first season, she was very quiet. Like, she almost wasn't there. Like, she didn't get involved in any of the drama. She tried to stay neutral. She was, like, putting things back together. But I think when she watched it back, she realized she was the boring one. And so then she came back the next season and was, like, starting shit with, you know, Lisa, and just kind of, like, being... I didn't really like that side of her. I liked her more when she, like you said, she's a businesswoman. Like, she's a little bit above all this childish behavior.
The other ones don't work.
Yeah, the other ones don't work. So I see they got too much time on their hands. So it's like, okay, you have nothing to do. You have no care in the world. Of course you're fighting with someone. You know, where she seemed, like you said, she seemed classier than that.
Above it all. Yeah, and that's why I liked her the best. But as of late, she is the most sue happy of them all. And so, the latest
Do you, because we all know it hit the internet that, you know, basically she's suing Brandy because Brandy said that she used a surrogate and she announced it on the show to the other women. Do you really think something to like go crazy about?
Well, here's the thing. It goes beyond that because Bravo wouldn't even say what the accusation was. So,
well, you know why? Because it's under litigation. Yeah, because she is really suing her, so they can't talk about it until it gets settled.
But, really,
you sue somebody for that? Like, Camille Grammer had her kids with a surrogate. Rich people do shit like that. They do crazy shit like
that.
Well,
Camille Grammer, who's on the show, is made no secrets about it. She's happy that she used a surrogate with Kelsey, and she's on the same show, so what's the big deal? I guess they're just talking about how, you know, Adrian came off the first two seasons as cool, calm, and collected, and then now she's not because she's a liar and she's all into the fame and all into the Twitter wars and all of that. Well, I think it's funny because I don't see a big deal. Like, I don't get why you would care so much, but she's super duper in.
Like, that's the thing. I don't see no other reason for you to really care that much unless you want the attention, which I think for her, I think that's kind of what it is because, I mean, let's face it, she's not the most popular housewife. The other girls, you know, they got it on popularity. Like, Kim's still crazy. Kyle's always kind of judging and starting shit. Lisa's hilarious because she comes up with the funniest, like, one-liners. And it's like... I don't know that I have anything to say about it. And then, like, freaking Brandy's hot. Like, Brandy is just, she'll fight with anybody.
I know, but I like that. I think it makes for a good show. And I was talking with Daisy, and she had something interesting to say about it, about why.
Tell me.
Why she would go on and say her opinion on why it was such a big deal.
Well, okay, I have two theories here. I have two theories on to what... Now, listen, I don't watch the show. I hear all about it. I know Katrina's addicted to it. And
there'll be a marathon this weekend.
I know. I already have so many shows DVR'd as it is. I'm like, ugh, how am I ever going to catch up? No, but
girl, that's the best show ever.
I have two theories. I have... One as far as what the secret was. It's either she... And I have a source that kind of insinuated something that knows her, that she was having, she was cheating on her husband while they were together, and he found out, and that's the secret, that she was not only, like, cheating, but it had something to do with who she was cheating with. And then I have a second on theory that people that use surrogates, if that's really what happened, is normally because the other partner is gay and it's like a marriage by convenience. And most of the time when they use surrogates, it's like, oh, it's because they're gay, but they just don't want to come out and say it.
I don't know that the guy doesn't strike me as gay. I just think, like, some of those women are so skinny, and it's like, I can see where, like, because I think maybe they have, you know, fertility problems. I mean, they're not young women, and their kids are young, so it's like they did wait really long to try and have a baby, so they may have had difficulty. I mean, I don't know about the second one, but the first one I can kind of see where maybe she was cheating and that was her way of covering up the cheat and the, but she had like three kids or something, like, right? Like twins and
yeah,
she's got a lot of kids.
But that's why I still don't get why it's a big deal.
Because rich people do crazy things. Like they spend their money on things that, I mean, they spend their money on things just because they can. So it's like, I want kids, but I don't want to have them. I got too busy of a career. I got to go do this, yeah, that, and this. So, lady, how about I pay you 50 G's and you have my baby? Okay, great. And they put their egg, their sperm, and booyah. Like, I would do it if I could.
I said that since day one. I'm not trying to, you know, mess this little physique up. Like, you broke it, you bought it. Like, you want to reproduce with this maniac I call myself? Well, good luck to you. And it'll cost
you.
Well, then it leads to other questions as to if she did use a surrogate. Maybe she has some sort of a medical illness that doesn't allow her, or it would be a danger for her to give birth. You know, several things can be a factor. Like, even something as simple as, and I say simple in the fact that there's a million and one things medically that can go wrong with you, but like something like if she has an STD, you know, something like genital warts or herpes or anything like that, if the child goes through the vaginal canal during an outbreak, they can actually go blind. And I don't know if you guys were aware of that.
I didn't know. Paris Hilton know. Honestly. And now that Kim Kardashian's having babies, they ought to let that bitch know.
Well, let's see if she has a C-section. I've never heard that Kim K had genital warts. No, Paris, on the other hand, we know she's got the herpes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling in.
And who is it?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's me.
It's you?
I wasn't even sure. It's Toku.
Oh, Toku, what's up? You weren't even
calling? I was just trying to camp because my computer's lagging so hard, my BTR isn't working at all.
See what happens when you don't have the voice here? I just answer the phone. I don't even screen the call.
Wow.
I'm not mad.
No
big deal.
Tomorrow is the premiere episode of the AMC, the Fans Take Over Uncensored Radio, and it's tomorrow night after our show. We've got a countdown to David Yost, and then after David Yost will be these wonderful people, AMC Press. They're going to continue the party.
We're going to continue, and honestly, me, Allison, Heather, and all of us on AMC Press were doing some discussions, and we were talking about we're probably going to touch on a lot of the different shows on the network, you know?
Yeah.
We're not just going to hit on Guilty Pleasure. We're going to go chit-chat and all of them. So anything you guys say is fair game to us in the after shows.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I'm listening now. Well, thank you for calling in. I will let you continue to just listen in while your computer lags along. And we're very excited about your new show.
Thank you.
Good night. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so speaking of feuds, okay, we were talking about, you know, Miss Housewives and all the crazy feuds that they're having, the nonsense, the suing. Now, Daisy sent me an article today on the Huffington Post that Lady Gaga and Kelly Osbourne have been having it out. And like, what if it's an open letter? I was reading. Tell the audience about what this whole stupid feud is about.
Oh, you talking to me? I guess what happened was that Kelly Osbourne, I guess, had made a couple of comments through the years, like just stupid stuff, and Gaga had taken offense to those little things. And the last one was that when the stories came out that Lady Gaga had gained a little bit of weight, Kelly Osbourne was asked about it, and she said, "I think she's pregnant." Well,
which is so rude, even in her little British accent.
Right.
I think she looks pregnant.
Right, and my thing is, who is Kelly to talk? Wasn't she like Chunky but Funky just only a few years ago? Like,
for up until like last year, yeah.
Yeah, like
but
we always know her, and she was like, "I'm proud of my curves, I love me, blah, blah, blah." And yeah, she lost the weight, she looks fabulous. But how are you going to talk about somebody when they gain weight?
I mean, here's the thing, though. She's on Fashion Police. Joan Rivers is fucking cutthroat. She needs to be able to keep up with the Joneses because that's paying her rent. So, yeah, she's going to make those comments.
But Joan does it funny. Like, Joan makes fun of everybody, and it's hilarious. Where if Kelly and those others, they're just being mean. Like, they're not funny. Like,
that's
they're funny,
true.
But they're not, like, comedic with it. You know, Joan really goes for the joke. I don't know.
Well, I know that like, it all started, like, I guess, and I have the article here. In 2009, Kelly called Lady Gaga a butterface. So that's kind of mean. Like, you're
that's
asking
nice.
For it at that point. And then
yeah.
I guess later on, she called her disrespectful for not walking the red carpet. And then I guess
well, I think
now.
Well, disrespectful because your fans, like, they wait for hours just to catch a glimpse of these stars. So, I agree with her on that, but the butterface was a little low.
Yeah, no, it was. So, you know, Lady Gaga did what she did, which is write an open letter, and she posted it on her page to Kelly, and it had a couple of choice things to say on there. And, of course, you know, Mama Sharon Osbourne isn't going to let anybody attack her daughter, because Kelly's been getting all sorts of hate on Twitter and Facebook and people calling her all sorts of stuff. So, basically, Sharon then wrote a letter back to Lady Gaga, calling her a bully, and was criticizing her. And then Lady Gaga fired back, and she said, "The real world can be cruel. Why not try to change it into a better place? I am an activist. Nobody takes adolescence seriously. I do. My letter to Kelly Osbourne was open because her statements on cyberbullying were public, and as a youth activist, I'm compelled to be involved." So basically she told Sharon Osbourne, "Shove it, lady. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want."
Right. And what gets me is why Osbourne always get involved in these Twitter wars. Like, she always is getting involved with her kids. Like, they're in show business now. So, I mean, they're going to get it. They're going to get it every now and then. Like, she's too old for that.
So why not let your kids fight their own battles? Come on, Mama.
Right.
Like, even Mama Kardashian doesn't fight all their battles for them. Come on.
Right.
Well, no,
right.
She gets
That's
lawyers to do it for them.
Those girls, I just don't know. They're thieves. I touched on it last night. They steal ideas, those Kardashians.
Yeah.
And I don't like it because they're stealing the ideas from, like, really talented designers and really, like, people, hardworking people who have fought their way to kind of get in. And these girls, yeah, they came, you know, they made something out of nothing, and I commend them for that. But now it's almost like they're trying to build their empire so fast. I think they know that it's only going to last so long, that they're going to steal this idea, and they kind of feel like they're going to get away with it. I don't know. I think it's wrong. Craziness.
It's just crazy. The audacity. Like, do you really think you're going to get away with that and you're not going to get caught? Do you think you're not going to get sued? Like, come on.
Right. Like, it's like, just horrible. So,
I think
what
you, like,
oh, yeah,
I'm sorry. In regards to the fans, like, some of the shit that they've been telling Kelly Osbourne are a little much. Like,
what
she should be killed. People are writing, you know, she should kill herself, she should be killed, she should be raped.
What?
I mean, just, yeah, these are fans that are writing her stuff. Like,
why
bit much?
Lady Gaga stand by cyberbullying? Like, that's ridiculous.
Like, they are little monsters.
I don't know if she necessarily stands by it, but that's what Sharon's statement was in her letter to Lady Gaga, which is, you have 32 million fans. One word from you would stop the cyberbullying. And then that's why she fired back. She's just like, well, I'm an activist, and you, I, you know, she chose to put it on an open letter, and, you know, she, basically Lady Gaga said, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to stop it because, bitch, I don't like your daughter. That's what I got.
Booyah. Take that. Well, you know what's funny, though? I think that, you know, it's true, though. Those little monsters are, like, loyal followers. And I think at some point she should just say, you know, it's one thing for us to have a beef, but all that other stuff you guys are doing is ridiculous. Like, you know.
Yeah, let it go.
Please, as a note to you, this is me, Kat Johnson. Please fix your shit because I'm going to your concert next week and I need to go in a clear conscience. So get your shit together, woman, and stop letting your little monsters be bullies and end it now because I'm going and I will be drunk and I'll probably wear a tutu and it's going to be great.
But you know what's funny? It's almost like, you know, it sounds like, what's her name, started it. Kelly started it. She opened up her big mouth and called her a butterface. It's like, now you're getting it, girl. What? You can't start it and not get
it. That's true. No, that's true. Like, and why mess with such a big, bright, famous star? Why not, like, pick someone of your own star caliber? If you're on the D-list, go fight another D-lister. Why you gotta go A-list? Then, you know, you get what you ask for.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. Well, another thing that's really kind of crazy, and speaking of, like, cyber stuff, Kat and I were going back and forth on emails. There's a story, and I know everyone's heard about it. I mean, if you at all even – Kat isn't even into football. She's not into sports, and she knew all about it. There is a Notre Dame football player named Teo who basically, like, during the season, he, you know, said, you know, told everyone, oh, my girlfriend, you know, that I love died of leukemia. He even went on, like, SportsCenter and, like, had this whole interview and was like, she was the sweetest person I'd ever met and blah, 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 blah. And everyone felt bad for the dude. Like, they had a moment of silence during one of the big games. He got all this attention. This poor guy lost his girlfriend. Well, come to find out, that girlfriend it was a hoax. He claims it was like a catfish situation where someone tricked him and he was online talking to this person for a year and that person didn't really exist. But a lot of other people are claiming this dude likes attention, and he did this for attention. Don't believe him.
It's so crazy because the whole sports world were just shocked, like ESPN having to address it. Big things are going on because this kid was huge for Notre Dame. Like, he was up for the Heisman Trophy. I mean, he got so much attention for this. It's ridiculous because, like you said, I don't even like football, and I knew about it. So shit's a big deal. But the audacity to just mention something so sacred like cancer, really, buddy, you have to go that low and say that your girlfriend died of leukemia to get sympathy. That's lower than low. Like, that is the biggest douchebag move I can think of. That's worse than saying your grandmother died and that's why you missed a test. That's just so low. I can't even believe that someone would do that, and someone in the spotlight who could get caught. Like, are you crazy? Because then he goes on to say that, you know, when they first met, it was, you know, in December or whatever. But then he goes on to later define it once he was pressed. The word met, he didn't mean in person because they never actually met in person. He met her online. Like, come on.
Right. And this is what his story has so many holes, and they're researching where this fake identity came from, and it's linked to one of his friends. His friend created this persona, and the guy's still like, no, I was tricked, but his friend is in on it.
Well, yeah, because someone had to set up chat lines. They had to create a relationship once the university got involved and started looking for things.
Right, right.
They were going to look at everything. into everything, not just that. That's stupid. Although I do like the celebrities' response to the whole thing. Have you guys read some of the tweets?
No, please tell us.
Oh, my God. You guys know who Brooklyn Decker is? She's yes. She's married to Andy Roddick.
Hot-ass Andy Roddick.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like the hottest couple in the world. Or even have a baby.
I know. She tweeted, she goes, Andy Roddick, period. Surprise, hoax, I don't exist.
Love it.
Seth Meyers goes, these T.O. jokes are very funny, but let's all try to remember that a person who never existed is dead.
Wow. That's funny. Why are people, like, posting, like things on, like, on Twitter and everywhere? Like, they're, like, talking to nothing. Like, they're, like, one guy was on his knee asking the heir to marry him. Like, he had a box. Like, he was asking his girlfriend to marry him. There was nothing there. They're, like, going crazy over the story. It's, like, the laughing stock of, you know, and this kid was, like, the runner-up Heisman Trophy winner. Like, a lot of that attention, I think it's kind of messed up because think of how many college football players they are. Now, obviously, this kid was a good one, but there are a lot of good ones. But I think the attention and the story was so heartfelt and so sensitive, like the Heisman Trophy people kind of, like he was known to people that, you know, imagine if he would have won that high acclaim, that Heisman Trophy, and what if that attention helped him win that? You know, he was like the runner-up, but it was like, there could have been somebody else there who got a little bit more attention. Like, it's kind of one of those, I think it's going to get even deeper just because of that, because it's like so many people are vying for that. And when you get that kind of honor in college football, you know the NFL is going to come knocking. And that immediately puts you in the, you know, highest round of being in the draft. And that's instant millionaire status, you know, where somebody else could have been in that, you know. Status.
Well, yeah, so, and they're saying now that his position in the draft, like if he does really well, if none of this had been fake, he would have been like high up on the draft list. But now, since his integrity is in question, his intelligence is in question, you know, his whole future is in question now, and if he's going to be even picked at all, and it's all because they're trying to do damage control so fast, and it depends on the spin that he put on it. This whole catfish spin, I was tricked, I was hoaxed. Does it work? Because I'm reading all of these articles where he's got these refusals and this rebuttal, and it just sounds so eloquent that I know, sorry, not to be forward, but no, I'm not sorry. Okay, here's how it is. He's a jock. He's a dumb jock. He's not eloquent. He's not a public speaker. These are not his words. These are his team members, his lawyers, his people that are looking out for him putting these words in
his
mouth.
Well, the college backs him up 100%.
Right, and they told him exactly what to say word for word because he's, you know, representing Notre Dame. So, of course, they've made some help for him. But I'm just saying this little spin that they put on it is kind of clever and hilarious, but I'm not buying it.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people are just upset because it's like, you know, it just is so lame. Like, to say somebody died is so lame. Like, it's like, remember that guy who was on, what was he on, Survivor? And he said, my grandma died. And they all like, oh my gosh. And then later on, you found out that that was part of his plot. That's the way he stayed in the game longer. His grandma never even died.
That's so
but it came out and he got busted, and they ended up kicking him off the show.
But what I want to know is, like, what did he really gain by lying and having this fake girlfriend that died? I mean,
attention.
But it's not even like that much attention because, to be honest with you, okay, my husband's family, they're huge Notre Dame fans. I didn't hear them talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, and they watch every single game. Like, it's huge because, and it's a little bit sad too because my husband's nephew passed away. Mm-hmm. He was 7 years old, and he did pass away from cancer. But he was part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Was that he got to go to Notre Dame, and be out on the field and go into the Irish locker room. Like, that's one of, like, the huge, like, things. And they're so sad with the developments that just happened. Like, and they're huge Notre Dame fans. And it sucks. But it's like,
it's pretty disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. But not only that, but it's just like, it obviously wasn't that big of a story. Like, how much attention did he really get from it? And now he's probably going to lose it all.
Right. Well, no, he definitely is. I think that the reason people are so upset is because of that Heisman, because it was during the race to the Heisman Trophy. And so because he was one of the three people that were up for it, and that's such a prestigious honor as a college, you know, football player, they felt like if he wouldn't have so much attention, he may not have been considered in that race, you know. But he was, and so, you know, but yeah, no, you're absolutely right. He's about to lose everything because of the stupidity that he's, you know, just the stupidness of it all, like about to just lose it all.
It's crazy. Just, it's not worth it. Like, these people that do crazy shit, it's like, it's really not worth it at all.
Right.
Because now he's going to be known as the guy that lied about his dead girlfriend. He's going to be the joke, he's going to be the butt of every joke. Let's face it.
Right.
And people at the end of the day, in a week or two, aren't going to remember his name. They're just going to know, oh, yeah, he's that guy that lied. Yeah, I wonder what he's doing now. Oh, did you see him flipping burgers at McDonald's? Because I did, too.
Right. And this kid, like, this one turn of events could change so many things. Like, he could have been, like, an NFL amazing, and he still could. I'm not saying he's not going to be, but something like this gets in your head, and either you get over it or you don't. And they're reaming him right now. People are so pissed.
They're so pissed.
Daisy, you sent me this crazy-ass story about this old lady, poor little old lady, and I need you to tell everybody about it.
The one about the old woman.
Yes, Daisy and her what the fuck news. She sent me this crazy ass story, but it is actually really sad, but really funny all at the same time.
Well, this poor little old lady, and let me just tell you that the story is a mouthful, and you'll get the sense of that joke in a moment. But Nerman Kenning, 75, she accidentally swallowed her dentures, the top dentures of. I'm sorry. It's so sad, and I can't stop laughing. She swallowed her top dentures in November, and the doctors missed it. Not once, not twice, but four times. It was her daughter that realized. Yeah, four doctor visits, and nobody found the freaking dentures lodged in her throat. So it was her daughter that realized, because her this lady suffered from Parkinson's, that she had lost her dentures around the same time. She began to feel ill, right? And she then mentioned to her daughter that she was missing her teeth. So she was diagnosed with having a lung infection and given antibiotics, but they didn't even look at her throat. Isn't that sad? So she kept getting a high temperature, and she kept having these fevers, and she kept going to the doctor. A week later, the dentures were unnoticed again. She mentioned that she was missing her teeth again, her throat wasn't checked again, and she was prescribed more antibiotics. So the third time, she still wasn't getting better, but when her daughter was feeding her, she noticed that she was, like, making noises like she was almost choking. And so finally, the final attempt, she went to the doctor the fourth time, and they looked down her throat, and sure enough, the teeth were there.
It was 9 weeks later. Like, 9 weeks, this poor woman already suffering from a horrible disease. And 9 weeks later, they find. But every time I go to the doctor, they look down my throat. Like, I don't understand why these doctors didn't do that.
I have no idea. But can you imagine, like, they had to, like, get forceps to dislodge her teeth from her throat? Like, that is so horrible. This poor lady.
Horrible.
It's so sad. I'm just telling
you. You know the moral of the story is don't get them, ladies. just don't get old.
I thought the moral of the story was going to be, like, don't swallow when you're over 80.
Don't swallow.
Like, at some point, it's okay to just say, nah, I don't feel like it.
That could be the moral.
I've always been
too.
A fan and an advocate of swallowing, but I'm going to say,
yeah.
I'm going to put an age limit on it now, and I'm going to say under 80.
Right. Oh, man. That's just wrong. I don't mind getting old. I don't care about that. I just don't want to get old and lose my mind so that if I swallowed my teeth, I couldn't even tell somebody, there's some teeth stuck in my throat. Like, I can't even remember that, or I can't even articulate that, you know? That's just horrible.
How the hell did she get, like, solid food down through into the teeth? I mean, your throat isn't that big.
Well, it says in the article that her daughter would try feeding her, and she would, like, start choking, you know? And she was like, something's wrong. So she kept taking her back, and finally, you know, somebody found them.
That's so bad.
It's horrible. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
That shit
real
crazy.
Horrible. Yeah. Real horrible. Real ouch. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know how to react to that. You know what, ladies? Let's just take a call and just see who this might be. Hello, caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
It's still me. I'm still sitting here.
Hold up.
I think our screener is fired.
I'm fired. Okay, who is it? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Who, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, you guys put me on I was listening to you guys on Skype.
Oh, you were talking to us on Skype?
No, I was listening to you guys on Skype. It's like, okay, that was unexpected. Hey.
Yeah, I'm just, like, taking calls. I'm not even screening them. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Heather from AMC Press.
Oh, hi, Heather.
So
you're hanging out on the line, too, huh?
Yeah, and I was going to ask, I was going to remind you, I was the one that messaged you last night about the polar plunge I'm doing.
Okay.
For the Special Olympics?
Yes. Heather's got big news that she needs to announce. So go ahead, Heather. You got she's doing some charity, and everybody, you need a supporter. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah,
tell them about it.
I am doing, I'm trying to raise money for the Special Olympics through the Polar Plunge, where we basically, the volunteers jump into cold bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing this on February 9th. Problem is, I'm knocking on doors, door after door of my hotel, and I'm trying to raise about $75.
All she needs to raise is $75. Heather, how can they donate? What do they go to a PayPal account? Where do they go so they can get you the money? Because $75 is not a lot of money. Guys, we could all do $5 each and she'd probably make it.
I'm actually going to my page on firstgiving.com right now, as soon as I can find it. And
okay.
I've been trying, like, maybe it's on my Facebook page. Like I said, you guys could be completely by surprise here.
Okay. We just need to know how to tell the people. So you figure out, I'll put you on hold, out where they need to do it and post it in the chat room, and then we'll post it on the Uncensored Radio fan page on Facebook, and hopefully we can get you that $75. It's going to the Special Olympics. You guys have got to help her. I mean, really, it's charity. $75 isn't a lot. So if you want to donate more than that, feel free to support Heather. She'd really try to do big things. Yeah. Right?
Aww.
She's going door to door, and she's been getting turned down. And I'm like, how do people turn down people trying to raise money for Special Olympics? I just don't get it.
The link is up in the chat room.
He probably
thinks she's Jehovah's Witness and don't want to open the door. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's true. That's
some people
true.
Don't open the door. Trust me.
Yeah,
some people just
crazy.
Don't open the door.
I don't open the door just because people are crazy.
Yeah, well, you've had stalkers before, so I understand.
Right. Yeah, I just think people are crazy, and, you know, that's one reason I ain't open the door. But that's not a good reason. I'm just saying, Heather's really trying to do something good. She's got a lot of friends on this, on the radio show, and so, you know, I think we should help her. I think we should.
I agree.
Have you ever done anything charitable, Miss Kitty Cat?
No, I'm a taker, not a giver. She gives her love, Karen. She gives her love. That's all she needs.
At least she's honest. Oh my God.
Have you?
Tell us five things you've taken this week.
I have taken Viagra. I have taken Metagenzo. I've taken a lot of Theraflu. I've taken vitamin C. I've taken a ride to Brian Head. I've taken someone else's snowmobile.
That's more than five. Okay.
Oh, see, I'm taking what I tell you.
I thought she was gonna do. I thought she was gonna say something more like, you know, risque. Sure, keep that on the
table. I've been sick this week, so I don't have that much of a good story there to tell.
Yeah, it's a slow week.
She's down and out.
Slow week.
She's been down and out for the count.
I'm telling you.
But, I mean, next week I'll be back and I'll have better stories for you.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Talking about stories, I didn't send this one to you, but I thought it was kind of cool. This has to be, like, the best mom story ever. I mean, it's funny. She calls herself the meanest mother, and she put out an ad in Wyoming newspaper, and the article reads, "Very mad mother selling 16-year-old son's 1993 Ford Ranger. Drove 3 months before son forgot to use his brain and got caught driving drunk. $3,500 or best offer. Call meanest mother," and gives her phone number. I thought this was great.
Love it.
I thought this chick needs to be commended because, you know what? She's absolutely right. Absolutely.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought it was brilliant because I think too many times, you know, kids get away with murder, especially kids in the United States, our unruly youth. See, I waited till I was an adult to be unruly, so no one can discipline me besides the law and the IRS. But,
right.
I thought that woman was a genius. I think it's great.
Oh, my God. Why on Facebook the other day I saw these two little kids. Like, one little girl was, like, probably four. And then, like, the brother might have been six. And you know how dad had, like, a big shirt? They put the shirt on the little kids where both of their heads were in the hole where the head was, and they kind of cut it open so they could both fit. One had one arm through the other shirt, and one had another arm. And the little girl, you can tell she'd been crying. And it, on the shirt it read, "We are going to get along shirt." So I guess these two kids have been fighting, so they stuck them in one shirt, and they had to wear that shirt and walk around together so they'd get along.
Oh, hell. I
would
be able to do that.
It was great. I think parents who take those kind of stands and, like, I mean, it's obviously embarrassing for the kids, but that's the thing. You embarrass them for 1 second and they learn. Like, this kid knows better than to drive around. So many people die from drunk drivers. Like, I would have sold his car to him.
He was 16. Like, what the fuck are you doing driving drunk?
Like,
yeah. First of all, do you even have a license? You're 16. Like,
that's
I thought
like
the law was nowadays that it was only a permit and they could only drive with somebody over 25.
You could only have a permit till you're 18 and you had to have a licensed driver over 25. Like, they would even let your other licensed driver be young. Had to be an older person. Daisy Kim, we have a creeper on the line by the name of Birdie. Let's say hi to Birdie.
Hi,
Birdie.
Hi, Bert.
I only mention you, Birdie, because I remember when I was 16, and Bert is my favorite enabler. That's all I'll say.
How did Bert enable you, Katrina?
She would just kind of let me do whatever I wanted and help me out with the funds and resources to do whatever it was I wanted. I mean, it could be anything from...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Davey.
I was going to say, Bert was the savior for everything. It didn't matter if it was, you know, we were hungry, we needed a special dress for something, or we needed anything. Bert was always, number one person to be there.
Yeah, he's our go-to. He's just a pro at life.
Yes. You need advice, he'll give it to you and not pussyfoot around it, and that's the best part.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's like one of those who kind of gives you the real when you need it. If you, like, if you're probably dating a guy and you're like, he'll tell you, Or if you're being silly, he'll tell you. Is he that guy?
Yeah, he'll call you up on everything. And that, as a result, he's got nothing but, like, hot chick to friends.
I love it. Bert sounds like a guy I would love to meet.
Yeah, I think Bert, on more than one occasion, has picked Katrina and I up, maybe off the floor, but definitely up from not driving drunk.
Yeah,
there's been more than one occasion.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Goodness. We love you,
oh,
Bert.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. So, those kind of friends, though, they're valuable because it's like you said, like, this kid, obviously, I always say it's, if you think it's cool to do whatever you're doing at 16 and you're driving around drunk, like, obviously, he doesn't have good influences around him. Because I know, like, when I was younger, I had a whole group of friends, and let me tell you, we were drinking, we'd sneak a drink, we'd do all kinds of stuff. But we were never dumb enough to, like, leave the house in the car, we were just not going to do that.
Yeah.
And if we tried, somebody would speak up and say, are you crazy? You're not supposed to, you know, it would be that, you know, even in the drunkenness, we'd be like, okay, we need to spend the night here, you know, or whatever. And kids are going to do what they do. Like, kids do that, but it's just like, come on, dude. So it's good to have those kind of friends. Have you ever done something as, like, a young adolescent that you were like, I can't believe I made it out of there alive? Like,
yes.
Has there ever been anything? What? What?
There are too many things that I've been like, seriously, I probably should have died, like, at that moment. Several moments include my uncle talking me into doing crazy shit that I just have no business doing. Like, he decided one day that he was going to buy a parasailing boat because he wanted all of us to parasail. Mind you, he's never parasailed or operated a parasail before, but, it's not that hard. We'll figure it out. And who was the guinea pig? This bitch. So, of course.
Love it.
He buys the parasail, right? But he's getting the boat fixed. So he's like, oh, no, we'll just use the jet ski. It has the same horsepower. So I'm like, okay. So, mind you, I'm up in the air. So he got me up in the air from the beach. This was in Lake Powell, which is in Utah, and we frequent there quite often. And he was on the jet ski and everything else.
Uh-huh.
How long what?
How long ago was this? How old were you?
Oh, my God. I was 21, 22.
Okay.
It wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that long
ago.
It was last week, no. So he gets me up in the parasail, and he decides that he wants to turn around to see where I am up in the air. And by this time, I had been up for a while. So he brought me closer to shore so my aunt can take pictures of me up in the parasail. Well, as he turns around, his belly, the life jacket, pulls the key out of the freaking jet. So guess what happens? It stopped. So gravity starts to work, and I start to plummet to my death. And it was literally one of those, like, it was seconds, but it felt like an eternity. I literally went, well, I can either fall in feet first and break my legs, or I can try to go in at an angle, but I'll probably hit my back. So that's probably not going to be good. Like, it was one of those. No. And I was over the freaking land at that point. I wasn't over water. So that was an issue. That's why I was like, yeah. And it's like the desert, so there's, like, cactus and, like, fucking scorpions and rattlesnakes. So I'm already, like, figuring, okay, there's rocks right there, there's cactus right there. This is going to fucking hurt. He manages to put the key back in.
So how was he driving a jet ski?
Huh?
In the land. How was he driving a jet ski on land? I don't understand.
No. The parasail is
uh-huh.
It has a rope, right? And so
uh-huh.
it's like if you're skydiving, right? It's a big parasail. But what he was
okay.
doing is with the air, he brought me closer to land. So the jet ski is in the water, but because the
oh,
wind
right.
pushed me over the land part,
uh-huh.
I was over land, and he was still in the water.
Oh, God.
So,
oh,
yeah.
my God.
He managed to put the key back in and just punch it enough so that I was in the water, but I still got very, very hurt.
Was this Uncle Skippy?
Yeah, of course it was Skippy. Who else could it be?
He's such a jerk off. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know what's worse? Is the freaking home video of my aunt going, "Oh, fuck." And she was pissed. She's like, "That's it. Nobody's going on. You're not going to do it again." He's like, "No, one's fucking killed her." She's like, "I can't believe this." Like, I actually, like, went
oh
into the
God.
Car. And I hit my back, and I was unconscious for a little bit. And, yeah, like, it was bad. It was really bad.
Oh
and I should,
God,
I probably should
baby.
Not.
You probably
yeah,
like
I probably should not have lived.
That fat Cuban bastard, the next time I see him, I'm going to punch him in his little mustache face.
And his memory. Get his memory while you're at it for me.
Poor man.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So a lot of my stories involve him, and like I was saying, I probably should not have lived from that episode alone. Like, I was unconscious. Like, my dad was like, "We need to take her to the hospital," like, that bad. Like, it was bad. It was so bad. And then my second
oh my
was with
God.
Him, too. We were in Costa Rica, and it was Honduras. It was an island off Honduras, and we went scuba diving. And
uh-huh.
I am not certified scuba diver. I took a freaking two-hour lesson on the island, and the freaking dive master's like, "Okay." He's like, "Go with your uncle," because he's certified. He's like, "But, you know, you can't go past 70 feet down." And, of course, my uncle's like, "You'll be fine." He takes me past 70 feet down, and I didn't realize that there was a moray eel right by my leg that was about to bite me. And the dive master had to start, like, making noise in order to get it away from me because it was about to strike.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with this
yep.
uncle? Like, he doesn't have that. Like, you got to
mentally retarded. He has no common sense. This lunatic, I know him because I went around the world with this guy. He was my
yep.
first pilot that I ever flew with, and he is in the book that I'm writing.
Yep.
Wow. Most of the time, uncles or aunts, they kind of have that, "Oh, the kids are around, you're a little extra cautious." Like, you don't take certain, you know, you don't do certain things
oh,
when
no.
the kids are around.
No, not this one.
It's only him because he's like, "Dude," he's like, "it'll be fine." Like, he thinks that everything will be fine. And I can't tell you, like, I can't even count on my hands how many times, like, there's been stuff where I'm like, "Oh, my God, that is really fucking stupid. I can't believe I did that. And my parents didn't say anything." You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot. Like, he made me swim in a freaking dark cave. And behind a waterfall, in the middle of a mountain, things were swimming by my legs with just a flashlight in my mouth because he wanted to see how far the cave went down.
Oh, my goodness. Like, why do you follow him? Why do you do this?
I was 16 at the time.
Uncle, I don't want to do that.
Because, like, he was my favorite uncle. Like, I would do anything that he would say because I'm stupid and I'm thinking, well, he's never going to put my life in danger. He's my uncle. Why would he, right?
He puts his own
and then
mind.
I looked at him. I know.
Your mom
I
and dad should not always
like,
hang out with him.
Well, my dad even says it. He's like, he even says it about him. Like, even now, he'll be like, "You know, the shit that you get me into," he's like, "you know, I, it's just bad. It's bad." But you know what? At the end of the day, I learned how to ride a motorcycle at 5. I've been scuba diving, skydiving. I've been in a cage. I've fed sharks. I've I've done pretty much everything extreme that you could think of.
Daisy, bad girl, get in your cage.
Why have you done these things, Daisy? We need to know. We've got 4 minutes and 53 seconds. We need to psychoanalyze Daisy and why she has felt the need to do these kind of life-threatening things. Kat, this is your best friend, the apple of your eye. Why is she like this?
You know
this,
why?
Kat?
I'll tell you. The fact of the matter is, Daisy a little bit crazy.
Yeah. A little bit.
She loves me. And she put up with me all these years because she's got a screw loose.
Oh, God.
Bottom line. But it's
yeah.
Cool. I love it.
You love
you
it?
You know what it is? I can psychoanalyze myself.
Admitting the problem is the first step to recover. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the next will be apologizing to Kat and to you for any wrongs that I've done. Oh, no, I'm sorry, wrong group.
Wrong group.
We'll talk about that.
That's the after show.
AMC Press, you want to guess? You finalize me.
Oh, sorry, I just got to tell you real quick. Toku said that the next thing you need to do is skydive with Jason David Frank while he breaks another 300 boards.
That boy.
He likes all these death-defying activities.
Uh-huh. Okay, so tell us why you're crazy, Daisy. We've got a limited amount of time, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Make it quick. Why are you crazy?
Oh, I don't like to disappoint anybody. So I think that if somebody wants me to do something, like, within reason, like, obviously, like, if Katrina were to tell me to drive in a car drunk, I'm not going to do it because I know better. But, like, if she tells me, hey, Dave, I need you to come with me to Europe. I need you to go with me to Europe because I need to go get a handbag or some shit, crazy shit that's off the wall, then I'm probably going to be like, okay, let me request the time off of work and we'll go. Like, that's probably what I'm going to do. Like, if she needs
speaking
me,
of
I'm
which, we're going in March.
Yeah. It's just like the same thing. Like when...
But do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing? Because to me, I'm feeling like, you know, yeah, it's great that you are there for your friends, but... And I know you and Kat's relationship, she's equally there for you. But sometimes, like, you know, that kind of stuff can affect your life, you know? Do you ever feel like it's taking a toll on your life? What people ask of you?
Not necessarily taking a toll. I am a total people pleaser. I hate to disappoint people. I think that, like, it just makes me tired because I really will spread myself out thin trying to do everything.
Yeah. And you're, like, so involved with your family. You've got a husband. I mean, you got a lot going on. You've got a heavy-duty job. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I'm taking on another part-time job plus the radio.
Yeah, and she hosts Chick Chat, and, you know, she's going to be screening for us. I mean, it's like, whoo. Yeah, Daisy, I'm sensing the people pleaser. What does Daisy do for Daisy?
I do a lot of things for me. I love to, retail therapy is one of my favorites. And I like to pamper myself. I like to get
this bitch got a lot of clothes. I've been to her house.
Can't help it. It's a disease, Karen. First step is admitting I have a problem.
90 seconds. You've got a problem? Okay, what else does Daisy do other than retail therapy? Does Kit Kat bring you warm, fuzzy feelings inside? You get to get it all out on the radio.
You know, honestly, talking to my friends brings me happiness and hanging out. Like, even if we don't do anything and we're just at the house, you know, talking shit, laughing, that's like one of my biggest things. I'm big on like humor and laughter, and that's one of the biggest things that brings me joy. That and spending time with my family.
Yeah, Daisy does like to have you over, and she will offer you food and wine the minute you walk in the door.
Amen.
Exactly. So with that being said, we're at the end of our ladies' night. Jeffrey, we did not miss you at all. We will let you out of the closet to come out and play with David Yost tomorrow. You guys, huge show. David Yost will be on the show for the entire hour. Spread the word. Get your questions ready. Post them on Twitter. I mean, we're really going to have a good time with him. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Where can they find us, Miss Kitty Kat?
They can find us at facebook.com/uncensoredradio. They can find us at www.myuncensoredradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter. And what else, Ms. Ashley? Where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me on Twitter at Karen Ashley, and they can find me on Facebook on the official Karen Ashley. And you know what? Keep talking because I'm looking for the outro music. You know, I don't have my homies here tonight.
Oh, cool. Guys,
I found a toilet swisher. I found so many other things.
You hear that? I said, find me on Facebook, and she said, I got a toilet swisher. Don't find me on Facebook.
Oh, goodness.
No, you know what it is? I can't even think and do two things at the same time.
Katrina, just sing the song.
Katrina A. Johnson on Twitter.
Yes, there you go.
Are you ready for this?
And I have a problem.
You can find her in one of the too. Good night.
Good night.